What's up, people? It's your boy KC from Cafe Comics Anime Film Entertainment with another video. Today is what I'm here with my boy, my pal, my brother from another mother, Coach Ace. What's happening?
Nothing much. What's up, people?
So we back again. Long time we haven't done a video, so I was asking you if you can help me out revisiting Dante's Inferno, which is we want to be talking about today. So tell me what you think about when you watch again. Well, this is like the third time watching it. This was one of my first animated videos that movies that I watched when I was younger, because I used to play the game. So what do you think about this game?
This is the third or fourth time I've watched this. The first time I watched this was when I was deployed in Iraq. I had no connection that it was a video game. I mean, like, it is what it is, right? You know, no. Okay. Pero the second time I watched it was when I came back, and I was like, oh, wow, this is like a very epic movie. And then I wanted to read the book. Now, the book is extremely complicated because it's not a book. It's a series of books. It's an old poem written by Dante Alighieri in 1321. And this is when I was really like in that intellectual. I was finishing my bachelor's degree in English, and I was heading out to do my master's in literature. And I was in this high grandeur of like, wow, I just love books, reading books. Then when I noticed that it was a complicated read and is divided in three different sections. The first one is Inferno. The second one is Purgatorio. And the last one is Paradiso.
Okay.
Yep. And then I was like, yeah, it's a bit too complicated. Started my master's, let it go. Never returned to it. You asked me to revisit this one. And then I was like, wow, I remember. And then I connected like, oh, it was a video game.
yeah, but I didn't know it was in 1321, bro.
Oh yes. And the interesting thing of Dante Alighieri, if I'm not mistaken, he was exiled from where he lived, and in his exile he wrote this, and this became extremely popular around the way he depicted hell, the different phases, and everything was fascinating. It's extremely explicit. The book, the original book, as well as this movie, this anime is extremely explicit.
Yeah, it's not for kids.
No, kids. No. I remember when you had told me, hey, let's talk about this, and I just checked it up in Amazon Prime and all that good stuff. And my daughter was with me, and she's like, oh, are we gonna see this? I'm like, you are not going to see this. I'm gonna see this. And then we had that long conversation. Hey, there's cartoons out there that are not really for kids of your age, and I'll be verifying those, you know. And I explained to her about the PG-13, the ratings and all that stuff. It was an amazing revisit. I don't know. I mean, like, it was.
So I like the like you said, when we revisit, I like the, for example, let's talk about the circles of the circles when he enters and try to find, because the situation is that he is in this situation with Beatrice, his wife to be, his fiance or wife, right? Was already married, if I'm not mistaken. They made a vow to each other.
They made a pact. Yes, they made a. So here's the interesting thing, right? Okay. Back in those times, they had this. Let's put it like this: the Roman Church, Christian Church, was what popularized getting married, having a legal and spiritual union with someone else. You know, there's these rules and standards that you have to go abide by through the church to be able to say, boom, you guys are connected. You guys are committed to one another. But in these times when, in a spiritual sense, when giving yourself spiritually to someone else, you've already made a spiritual pact, a commitment. A bond. Exactly, a bond. And that's what, when you're talking about him going back to his future wife to be, why they he had confronted the situations that he did, because he already made a spiritual pact with him.
Yep.
I the point when you said that she gave him the family cross, like if it was the ring.
Yep, that's the her family emblem is basically the cross, like this being in family in generation. So I'm giving this to you as in form of, like you said, like the ring, like, hey, we're together. You gotta keep this because this is like you're keeping a promise that you're coming back and you will, and we will be here forever, you know, something mm-hmm. like that.
And they did and of course this is extremely popular, especially in medieval times, consummating the marriage that same night. They did consummate themselves that same day.
They did that pact with, you know, with the sword and, you know, crossing their hearts and stuff, and you know.
Yeah, they had their whole private ritual. Ceremony. Ritual. Yeah. Let's call it ritual, because ceremony sounds extremely religious, but they did something more spiritual because there was no such in my eyes there was no religion there, but there was extremely religious.
Yeah. Something more. And I like, because the first circle that he went is limbo. Like, okay, I gotta find Beatrice and then appears this guy, like he's the guy for him to go to hell. And then like in limbo is where their innocent souls are, babies that are not baptized, and exactly. all this crazy stuff. Like, wait a minute, what the hell is going on? Then he enters the gates of hell. Then they go, okay, you're not supposed to be here.
Yep.
Where am I supposed to go? And this poet, this dead poet, then he's got to tell him, like, hey, you got to pass this certain, like, first limbo, then we are now in, and I think it was
lust.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very
explicit, that part, but
yeah, extremely. So I do like it when he meets Virgil and he gets shocked, just like what you were talking about, right? So we see Dante meeting Virgil and being shocked of, wow, what is this? Why is hell so grotesque? Why is hell so mean, so bad? But then Virgil's letting him know, like, this is God's plan. He who has committed a sin and had not followed through the righteous way of living, this is what their torment will be for eternity in the spiritual realm until he comes back to, you know, to the whole circle, coming back, etc., etc. So even in the original literature, which I did a little research, Virgil tells Dante, like, hey, this is what they deserve. He kicks them and everything, like, hey, this is what they deserve, just push them to the side. If you can't deal with it, just keep moving, keep walking, right? And these entities down at hell notice that he's not dead.
No,
they're not at all. Like, and they're after him. Like, ooh, what
breakfast.
Are you doing?
It's breakfast time. Let's go and find him. Everybody's after him. And then after lust comes gluttony.
Yes.
And we see scenes or memories of each scenes that he has committed or he has passed through, because maybe it wasn't him literally, because in the gluttony it was his father. He was eating something, some food.
He was eating while he was with Beatrice. telling her, girl, you must eat. Look at you, you're just skin and bones. And if you come to look at one of the deadly sins of hell is sloth.
Yeah.
To be perezoso, to be, you know, not to, you know, eat nothing, just lay there, just do nothing, right? Mm-hmm. While he's there just eating all this meat, all this other stuff. And that sin of gluttony is towards his father, but it also has to do with greed, because then they connect it, because the next circle would be greed, and his father's the one in charge of the circle of greed, where he tells him, like, hey, Satan told me that if I can kill you I'll get X amount of gold and all this other stuff that he desired, because that was his main sin. his father's main sin was greed.
But if you look at it the way, is everybody that's surrounding him.
Mm-hmm. Not him. Beatrice, not Dante.
And, yeah, Beatrice and his father. Those are the two examples that mostly they used for him. So I don't think he got nobody else. Everybody else was dead because the family of Beatrice was killed by some heretic. Let me say it like that.
One of the prisoners. Yep.
Because that's the other one, right? No. After that one, it comes
anger.
Anger. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because of him. Mm-hmm. Because he was one of the prisoners. He wants the comfort.
And the exactly, but that goes back to the first sin, his first circle of lust. They were beating this prisoner up. They're beating him up, and the female comes up to him and says, "Hey, you know,
if you make him stop, I can comfort you."
Exactly. And then when she comes back after comforting, he tells her, "Oh, how dare you sleep with him?" And that's where the sin of anger comes. And he lets him know, "I will get you back. I will pay you three times fold what you've done with me." He gets extremely angry. The prisoner finds his way out, eventually gets out, and he finds his way back at Dante's family's house, killing everybody. And if I'm not mistaken, he kills, or does he rape Beatrice as well, or no?
It seems that way, that she was raped, because the robes that she wore, and it was in the bed. Mm-hmm. All the blood was spilled in the bed. So when he saw at the window that she was dying already, but that's when he realized that her soul has left her body, and he's trying to, you know, rescue her soul from going to hell. This is all about. So that's why I like that scene. Like, it's all intertwined with every sin. You know, every sin is almost intertwined if you look at it that way. Yeah. So after that one, I think it was anger. We got gluttony. We got heresy, and the one, I think it was fraud.
And violence. Then, no, violence.
It was violence. All right, violence.
So remember, and when we come back into the violence part in the violence circle, is when he remembers his sin, and Virgil says, "Do you think you're pure of heart? Do you not remember?" And he starts killing the prisoners of the holy war.
Yeah, all of them. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah, he's like, "What do you mean we don't have enough food to feed all these people? We just have to eliminate them. We don't need to be feeding them. That food is ours." He gets to this point where it's totally violent. He blinds himself and he starts killing prisoners.
Yeah, and he starts telling why you are accepting them, because they accept our Lord. Why? They're heretic. They're heretics and whatever. He was blinded by, can I say, power, greed, or just, you know, being just pride? I don't know. It's so many things that I can say, but it was crazy at that time.
I think that they did a great depiction of a warrior while he's in battle, right? Yeah. Because when you're at home, and I could say this as an example, when you're at home, you're calm, you're with your loved ones, you're having a good time, everything's okay, you know what's going to happen the next day, right? You're going to wake up, you're going to have breakfast, you're going to be with your family, you're going to go work, you're going to come back home, you're going to see your friends and all that stuff. But when you're at war, when you're at a battle, right, you don't know what's going to happen. You have to make drastic decisions. You have to become what you thought you would never be able to survive. Because it's my life against yours. So he's surrounded all these heretics, right? Yep. And they're accepting the new Lord, because this was one of those holy war type of movies. And I want to call them holy knights, because that's what they depict him, right? Dante's the holy knight going over to save everyone and to show them the way of Christianity, et cetera, et cetera. He literally blinds himself with this sense of of anger, violence, and power, and he takes life in his own hands. And then he, and in his defense, he comes up and says, "Oh, I'll be exempt because the bishop has granted me pardon."
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. I mean, I loved it because I like the way that they, every time he changes from another circle, he changed the animation.
Oh yes. Yes.
I like that because one, he was very skinny. And then, for example, in this one, he was very skinny. And then we see in another one, like he was, the animation was different, like an anime mm-hmm. type of character, because the eyes were bigger and he was more built.
Buff. Yeah,
was, buff. Yeah, he was buff. Mm-hmm. And even the cross looked different in a way. Because here you can see the seams of the stitches, but in the other ones, like it was at his skin.
Yep,
it was different. It was nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the art was a sense of him realizing, going through those phases, right? Going through those circles,
like this one. You see? Yep.
That's what, right in that moment is when he's literally at the end, right?
That's the end. That's where we're going. We're going now with treason. Beatrice, always tell him, like, I hope you know, like, why did you do it? Is this true? Because, you know, the evil telling her that he betrays her. Like, no, he couldn't. And that's why she never allowed the evil to corrupt her.
Yep. But the other part is that he also promised her that he would take care of her brother. I don't know if you remember that. That was the treachery, the treason that was depicted in that moment, because after he had his violent outrage, right, in his wrathful moment, and he killed all those people, they asked who killed these people. The brother of Beatrice came up and said, "Take care, Beatrice. It was me." Boom. And they if I'm not mistaken, they killed his brother or her brother. And that's where she felt truly betrayed, lost in all agony.
Yeah. It was. And he was. Basically, he wasn't, but he used Beatrice as a tool for him to go and help escape this evil guy, which, you know, like, this evil entity that plot everything for him to use him.
Oh,
what do you think about that?
Yes, no. He but it's the sense of connection, love, and value, right? Yep. Any person who loves somebody, anybody who has a purpose, like if I'm going from A to B and I'm using C to impulse me, I'm going to use it till the end. So mm-hmm. A, Dante, B is the situation, and C is Beatrice, right? He's using Beatrice C to get through the all the phases. So he uses her power. He uses her pureness. He says 100 times, like, no, she's pure of heart, that she should not be here, so he has to liberate it. But she had committed,
thank you, I was going to say that, go ahead.
She had committed, she made a deal with Lucifer, if I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me if I'm mistaken. He made a deal with her that Dante would never betray me. I give my life, my spirit, and my soul.
Oh, man.
But what she didn't know was that Dante was sleeping with other women, was angry and letting his rage take control of his emotions, was killing people, murdering. In other words, he's literally murdering other people right there, and literally just doing everything that he promised her he would not do. And all this, his on his defense,
and all you're saying is
he ain't lying.
And in his defense, he says, I did this in God's name. I was, how do you say this? I was pardoned of all my sins by the great bishop. And that's the fraud. The bishop was in the circle of the fraud. The bishop was the main creator there, right? He was the main man, the leader. And he told, no, they took you as a sucker. You are not pardoned of all these sins. And because of this, you've condemned Beatrice's soul, because that was the price that she paid.
Mm-hmm. You missed.
Yeah.
So in the last scene, which I think he was praying or something.
Yep. He takes the symbol of their unity, the cross, and starts to pray for her to release her. And they start screaming like crazy. What are you doing? Stop that.
And my question is, did he sacrifice himself? Because he was at limbo. He didn't come back, right?
Nope, exactly.
Did he stay for her?
Yep.
Okay, that was my question. I was like, wait a minute. Did he went off or did he just stood there? I didn't see it. What I saw, that he took the cross from his chest, the emblem that he had, and threw it out. And that emblem changed.
Yep.
Did you saw it?
Into a snake.
All those sins.
Yeah.
It transformed into a snake. So he basically did nothing because it went away.
Because the cross.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. What you think?
The cross has been depicted from, in the ends of times as, like one of the biggest, heaviest sacrifices that us human beings have to carry. It has been depicted in Christianity, Jesus Christ holding the cross, having to walk a long path to be crucified. Being crucified meaning being, given to God, his last walk. Right, in Spanish is el Calvario, right? Your Calvary, right? The long path in which you have to sacrifice and give so many of what you desire to be able to get to the last ending zone. And that's what he did. He passed his nine circles. He finished. He rips it off with pride, with pardon, with love. Boom. But at the end, he still has to stay down there to be able to sacrifice himself.
Yeah, because he's still mortal.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up. So hey, I mean,
and I'm gonna throw a caveat right here, but in the original writing of Dante Alighieri, Lucifer never speaks.
No, it's in the animated.
In the animated, he does speak, and in the written one, Dante has to choose between good or bad. In the original, he chooses good, which he walks into Paradiso, which is the last book that Dante had written. And there's other circles of heaven, which he would have to go to find Beatrice. And it goes.
I believe they were going to do another movie, but they never make it. So that's what happened.
Mm. But yes, that's one of the differences between this one and the other one.
Yeah. But this one,
it was literally. Extremely explicit.
I'm sorry, I liked it.
Gory,
and not to offend any Christian or no, it's just a movie, people. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to offend nobody, just in case.
But it does touch a lot of Christianity.
Yeah,
it is even if whoever's level of religion or whatever you are. I mean, like that, we do not are in. Holding ourselves accountable with what they are showing. On the contrary, we're just letting people know that, hey, this is what is being depicted in the levels of Christianity.
So let's grade this movie, because I know it's a movie. So let's grade this. So we in Cafe, in comics, anime, film, entertainment, we grade movies very differently. So let's start here with trash. Mediocre, not memorable, or legendary.
For me, honestly, due to the explicitness of all the characters and the animation, yeah. magnificent, top notch.
What's that?
Legendary.
Oh, you went legendary. Ooh,
I went legendary. Snap. Yes. There hasn't been another one made like this.
Nope. I mean, not. You mean in the theme or explicit?
With this theme, and of course, there's other movies that are extremely explicit, like this one. But with this sense of theme and being you can compare it with the original literature. Yeah, now this is legendary for me.
For me, it's memorable because, like I told you before, this is my third time watching it. Because when I was younger, I used to watch it. This is like what? 2024. It's like, whoa, 13 years now, and this movie still held up good.
I saw it
it's
when
like
I was
fine wine. It's mm-hmm. like fine wine,
and that's why for me it's a legendary well. Because you bring this up to any of the kids nowadays, and they're like, "Wow, this is awesome! This is amazing!" So memorable and legendary are good.
Yeah.
Good ratings.
So all right, people, anything else you want to add, coach, before we leave?
No, I'm good to go.
That's why I put memorable. So all right, people, remember, if you like our content, just subscribe, just press the like button. It will help us a lot. So again, coach, thanks again for being here with me doing this crazy stuff about movies and stuff. I appreciate it, you hanging with me here from time to time. So again, people, like we always say, peace.